Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Thursday's show. We got two great guests today. Dr. Lucky, a plastic surgeon. Lamont Landers, the guy I found on TikTok. He does not sound like he looks. He sounds so good. He also looks good. They just don't match.
Yeah.
They don't match. Man, what a show. Let's get going here around the room. Here we go. To remind him of things, his wife has been leaving sticky notes around the house, and he thinks he's losing his memory, but we all have our doubts. We think he's just ignoring her. Here's Eddie, everybody.
Oh, guys. So my son comes home from school. He's like, wow, Dad, I had an interesting day. So apparently he's hanging out with his friends in class, and I come up. Like, I think there's a new student. They're like, oh, yeah, like, this guy's dad, he's on the radio or whatever. Oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, and he's in a band, too, or whatever. So like, oh, well, Google him. They start Googling me, and the first picture that comes up is a picture of me and Bobby doing, like, a Raging Idiots pose where we're like, at prom, you know?
Oh, where I have my hands around your hips from the back.
Yeah, you're holding me from like behind.
Yeah.
And one of the kids goes, oh, is that his boyfriend? My son's like, no, they're just in a dumb comedy band. And like all the other kids start laughing, like, no, he's married. And like they've got 4 kids and everything and all this stuff. And
so, you never thought those pictures were going to come back to actually, like, your kids think they weren't funny. When we were taking those pictures 5 years ago, he was like a toddler. And we're like, let's put our hands on each other's hips and make funny gestures.
It'll be funny. Not knowing that a few years later, they're going to be like, interesting. What's going on there?
Are they together? Yes, we are. We want everybody to know we are together. And we're proud of it.
I thought that was
funny. That's funny. Not all his ideas are super bright. And he's always playing pranks on his wife. Here's Lunchbox. Woo!
I just want to know why Morgan isn't a team player. Like,
Morgan.
Like, why is she not a team player? Why does she not have our back?
Okay.
Because she got this box in the mailroom the other day from the Tennessee Titans. It says, to Morgan. And there's another one that says, to Bobby. And I remember the same scenario last year where Morgan got a box and Bobby got a box. And Morgan's the one that handles that contact. And I was like, man, a year later and she's still all about herself.
You just want the free stuff. Is that what that box is right there?
Yeah, I think it's a Tennessee Titans box.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
What are you mad at her for? For not putting your name on a list?
Yeah. Like, why not say, hey, here's other people that work on the show? Because, like, when something comes in the mail, like from Tim McGraw or Thomas Rhett or Carrie Underwood or Miranda Lambert, we all get a box because Scuba, team player, lets them know...
Did you get the Crocs?
Got the Crocs.
Initially?
No.
Okay.
But he went back and got him.
Right. Morgan, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, this isn't just like me trying to leave anybody out. This was just a connection I made like out in the wild in my life. And he's never asked and I never put anybody on a list because I'm not trying to take advantage of that connection.
Like, no, you don't have to. You just say, hey, you know, there's some guys on the show that would love.
As much as you torment her.
I'm just saying.
Why would she volunteer to do anything?
Hey, Morgan, have you seen your box?
It's
being held ransom. That's why.
Oh, gosh.
Here. Oh, my gosh.
What the crap? Mm. Like, is that even necessary?
Dang. Got you.
Why do you feel like you get to do that?
Morgan's like, have you seen your kid?
You also know that's like fraud, right? To take somebody's mail?
No, it's not.
You stole someone's mail?
I think it is.
No, I didn't steal mail.
Yeah, if I don't have it, it's my mail.
Okay.
That's a felony.
Scuba, we handle this. Dad, will you handle this? She calls 911 on the air. That'd be hilarious.
It's all right. It's dialing.
Okay. She's been getting asked out on dates. Will they work out? We'll see what awaits. Here's Amy, everybody.
I've only been asked out once.
Yeah, you did?
Once.
Okay.
Okay. And it was...
It's an intro, man. I'm trying to fill 5 hours here.
I know, and they're in
go
jail.
Ahead.
So anyway. Okay, so Scuba got a note from sales asking if I would be interested in doing spots for NPR.
They're coming back around?
No, yeah, the news company who once said that Amy was a fraud.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like I have a personal relationship with them, and I fully appreciate their mission to
create a more... Do you think they have any idea? I bet they have no idea that a reporter said that you weren't telling the truth on the air.
They're, like, one of their taglines is, we're on a mission to create a more informed public, and I can respect that, because they call out inaccurate speculation, which is what I had done.
Yeah.
I did not...
We shouldn't send this clip to them, because I bet they don't know. They've had to like do a story against what she said.
Yeah, we'll see what they do.
Lose your endorsement money because you came on and acknowledged that they're coming on. Well, I hope it works out for you. You've learned your lesson.
Yeah.
We watched a documentary, and it was about the big church, and the head of it had a plane crash and died, and it's on Max. It seemed like a lot of shady stuff going on, and Amy's like, they're still alive.
That's what someone in town told me.
Right, but then NPR fact checked her, and they're like, right. She's an idiot.
You said they never found the body.
Say they never found the body.
Listen, they were going to be in trouble. They faked their death, blah, blah, blah. But then apparently bodies were found.
Okay.
Apparently.
Good luck with that endorsement.
Thanks.
All right, Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he sometimes wears makeup on his face, but it's a TV thing, so give him grace. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Woo. I'd wear makeup, though, anyway. Makes you feel better, more confident.
Oh, yeah?
I do want to take this to brag on Abby for a second. Our own Abby, the phone screener. Our own Abby, our behind-the-scenes producer. Abby, who does it all. Abby, good morning to you.
Morning.
I'd like to say that I heard that at your mom's high school reunion, her 50th, they played your song.
They did.
That's so cool.
In Wichita, yeah.
Did your mom know it was coming?
No. Uh-uh. Because they had, like, a DJ there and, like, a dance floor, and so they were playing music all night, and then they started playing my song.
And you're,
she like freaked out.
The name of your song is
"Hey There, Hometown,"
Wichita.
But it's about Wichita.
Oh, we can play a little
Wichita.
Something.
Oh, Wichita, you'll always be home to me.
You can do what radio people used to do. They'd get artists to sing a different version, like the station name in the song.
Oh yeah.
So you could cut all these different versions and send them to all these stations and have them played all over the country.
Oh my gosh, I'm doing that. That's on my to-do list.
6 months from now.
That's an awesome idea.
But so you could do, like you said, ATX.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. You could go, but Tampa Bay is not.
Tampa Bay.
It wouldn't be Tampa Bay, though. They don't really call themselves Tampa.
Scuba.
Oh, yeah, they just call themselves Tampa, really.
Yeah. Tampa.
Yeah. El Paso.
It would work. Yeah, I like that.
San Antonio.
There we go.
That's good. That's good. You got to get in the studio, though. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
Search for Abby Lee Anderson and hear her song. I can play it now. You guys want to play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's start Thursday's show off with Abby Lee Anderson. Woo-hoo. Here is Hey There, Hometown, right? Hey There, Hometown?
Yeah.
I
that's
just
it.
Think, oh, Wichita. Hey There, Hometown. Here you go.
Hey there, hometown. How you been since I rolled out?
Let's check the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. This might be a little bit of midlife crisis wishful thinking, but I think my FedEx driver has a thing for me. Last week, she came down the driveway to deliver a package and was all chatty, sticking around noticeably longer than your average delivery driver. Since then, she's come down the street 4 times and down the driveway once just to say hi. I'm not even sure she's making deliveries on my street. It's happened enough now that my wife started to take notice.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I didn't say anything other than she had the wrong address. But it's starting to feel weird. Flattering, but weird. Then again, I could just be imagining it all. Next time she comes down, my wife wants to greet her. This feels like a bad idea. Am I reading too much into this? Oh, and yeah, she's kind of hot. Signed to my future FedEx ex. Okay, I know how dudes are. If a woman like doesn't snarl at us, we think they want us.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we met her, she didn't spit on my feet, she wants me. So I would think just from reading your email, she's just very nice.
I would think she's probably not driving in your driveway if she's not doing deliveries in your area. Right.
I will say, though, that they're really fast. Like, there's no time for talking. Like, they just go drop off and they're gone. If she's hanging around chit-chatting, there may be something there, dude.
Depends on the neighborhood, though. Depends on the neighborhood.
Okay.
And I think the fact that you lied to your wife sucks. She had the wrong address?
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, why'd you do that? Yeah, makes no sense.
No, it does make sense.
He's flattered, but also I could just be making this up. I'm like, maybe you just want to be flattered.
The fact that you're lying to your wife about it is not a good sign because you feel like you need to cover for something.
And you haven't done anything wrong.
And you haven't done anything, but you still feel like you need to cover for something and you shouldn't have to be in that position.
Mm.
It's you that likes her.
Yes. Now we're
getting
to it.
Maybe he knows how his wife's going to react.
Exactly.
Okay, but there's no reason to have to say anything about anything. Even if... What?
And if she reacts that way and you've done nothing wrong,
we have a friendly FedEx person. Why even bring it up? There's no reason to even bring it up.
Mm.
Unless she sees you talking too much. And she's like, why are you staring at her boobs when you talk to her?
That's a problem.
My advice would be, first of all, she's probably not hitting on you. Second of all, if you feel like you have to cover something up to hide from your wife, that's just not a good place to be. I don't keep sugar in my fridge for the most part because I know I'll eat it. It sounds to me like... she's there, you're starting to kind of like her. I wouldn't keep that FedEx in my fridge.
Right.
I wouldn't go out there and hang out with her.
So let your wife get the packages.
Or just let them put them there. If you got a sign, let them accept a dog print or something on it, but just do it and get it out. No hanging out. Because it sounds to me like it's creating a little inner turmoil. And that's where it starts.
Back in the day when I did sales, our UPS guy would come in and linger, hang out, drop the packages off, talk to us for a little bit, and eventually he did ask me to lunch.
And then you went.
We went to Quiznos.
And the brown did for her what the brown...
on my lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And so then everybody at my office, every time they would see me for like a month, it was like, what can the brown do for you? How big was his package?
I like that one. That's funny.
But at least Amy was single.
I was I was 23 years old, and that was it. We went. Then I didn't want to go out again, and it was awkward every time he had to bring a package.
How were his calves? He's wearing the shorts.
Little shorts, too.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was his package?
I didn't. Hey, bro,
email her. You need to stay away from FedEx. You're banned.
Yeah.
You're banned from more than a 15-second interaction with the FedEx woman. And don't go looking up her Instagram either.
What? Whoa! He never said
her
that.
Instagram.
He will though, because okay. I know. Don't do that.
Where did that come from?
Because he's going to. He's already interested. He's like, what do I do? You know, he's going to go and look up her Instagram. That's what dudes do.
FedEx girl.
Yes.
Right,
FedEx. Name starts with M.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So how do you actually take over our voicemail?
I just wait till the show's over, and then it's supposed to, whenever people call, go straight to the voicemail, but instead I turn that off and just turn me on. You just hit a button.
You turn you on?
That's not weird.
Yeah, like...
Oh, you just do it live?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's not like I'm a recording.
So people think they're calling the voicemail, but they're getting Lunchbox, but they think he's a recording. So here we go.
Bobby Bone Show voicemail. Leave a message. Beep!
Good morning, Lunchbox.
It ran out of time.
Come on.
If you would like to re-record.
For a change.
If you'd like to re-record, say Sonic.
Sonic.
Please re-record your message.
Okay, love your show.
Please Venmo your $10 for this call, please. It costs $10 to leave a message. Thank you.
You're a goof.
My Venmo is have a great day.
He has to try to slip his Venmo in there. We had to beep it out.
Oh, my God.
Secondly, he goes, if you want to leave fly by a message.
That's how you know it's not a recording.
Well, you can stutter on a recording.
No,
yeah,
but
you
redo it.
Yeah, you redo it. Okay, here's the next one.
Bobby Bones Show, voicemail. Leave a message.
Am I really talking to you? This is awesome.
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1.
I love you. I love all of you, but Lunchbox, you just crack me up. Have a super weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. You may be the best caller in the history of the Bobby Bones Show. Say, woohoo, I'm the greatest.
Woohoo, I'm the greatest.
Say, woohoo, I love life.
This is the first time I've ever called you, and I got through, and I got you. This just made my whole year, I've got to tell you.
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1. If
I'm satisfied. I'm going to hang up now. Have a great weekend. Bye.
So obviously you both know that you're not a recording. So why not just talk to her and be like, hey, really, thanks for calling.
He doesn't get out of character.
That's the voicemail. I can't control what the voicemail does.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting, he doesn't interrupt her because she was saying how awesome he was. Everyone else. Time's up.
All right, here's one more.
You've reached the Bobby Bone Show voicemail. Leave us a message. Beep.
Lunchbox, come on now.
If you would like to go out to lunch with Lunchbox, press 1. If you'd like to spend the night at Bobby's house, press 2. If you would like...
Beep.
Okay, tell us why you want to spend the night at Bobby's house.
Because you'll make me pay for lunch.
If you are satisfied with your message and you would like to tell Eddie to quit sucking up to everybody, press 1. If you would like Eddie to laugh at your jokes when they're not funny, press 2. If you'd like to hear another dumb morning corny by Amy, press 3.
Come on, Lunchbox.
If you would like to go driving with Morgan and risk your life, press 5.
Morgan's a great driver out here.
If you would like to make your ears bleed and have Abby sing to you, press 6.
All right, that was rude.
If you would like to comb what little hair Eddie has, press 7.
Okay, all right, really?
Say something good about somebody.
Thank you. Have a great day.
He just roasts everybody.
Jeez. Why?
I don't know.
Messed up, man.
He just attacked everybody for something.
But she did want to spend the night at your house.
Because she only wanted, it was the only option, because she thought if she went to lunch with you, she'd have to pay. Okay, so... If you call and you do hear Lunchbox in the voicemail, it's probably really
him. No, it's the voicemail. Mm.
The voicemail.
And his beep is also like this beep.
That's it.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
On September 13th, Officer Kevin Cram of Iowa was tragically shot and killed in the line of duty. And, I mean, the family was just devastated. And the community was like, "What? Well, we got to do something to help the family." Because, obviously, when something like this happens, emotionally it's tough. But financially, it's really hard on families for funeral arrangements and stuff like that. So the football team said, "What can we do?" They said, "You know what? Let's ask our fans, the schools or whatever." And there were like 3 or 4 football teams involved. They said, "For every touchdown, we will ask our fans to donate $10. And they did this for a few weeks. They've raised $80,000 for this officer's family.
Did they even play defense?
Right. Now, hey, maybe the other teams were like, you know what? Just
you know,
score away.
Everybody score. We start 40-40. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and they're not the only ones. The volleyball team did something too. The other community, other parts of the community, they donated their time and their services. So the whole community got together for this officer's family, and it's really cool.
Love that.
And it sucks that they lost a loved one, obviously. But you're right. Because we're like, oh, that's sad. But we don't think about the part of it, too, where they got to, like, pay bills now for a long time.
Yeah.
And not only adjust emotionally, but adjust financially. There's a kicker that kicks for Arkansas named Cam Little. Every time he makes a field goal, he donates. So, like, that's a Special Olympics-type cause.
Cam, the guy we met?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he's done that his whole time. And he's a college kid. And didn't like him for money. But that's, like, something that he's been really... So I like that. And every time that Eddie...
Says...
What would you do? Every time you... Complain that you work too much.
Or talk about how busy you are.
Okay.
You'll donate 1 nickel. Oh, man.
Wow, can you imagine?
We have millions of dollars.
Wow. Hey, guys, hey, let's wrap this up. I got stuff to do. I'm so
busy.
Boom,
1 nickel in. Let's go. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt.
Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Who do you think will be like the top celebrities from our time to get remembered for 100 years? Morgan was asking me about this. How'd this come to your mind, Morgan?
Well, I was just looking at like these different celebrities, and you look at all these articles, and everybody's either an it girl or they're this person, and there's just so much mass fame. I'm like, okay, but who's the ones that we're going to like look back and people are going to actually remember and actually make an impact on our culture?
Yeah. So let's put the range from...
Yeah, because that's...
Let's put the range from... What, 1980 to today?
Okay.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah. Let's who would make that top list? Taylor Swift?
Yep. Ding.
Yeah.
Britney Spears?
Mm-hmm. Really? Is Michael Jackson still in
Michael Jackson,
yeah,
the
Michael
80s.
Jackson.
Madonna.
Yeah. If we go the one big one each decade, and this doesn't have to be the full rules though, but 80s, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Okay.
90s, Britney Spears. Or she's 2000s for sure. Yeah, yeah. But like, who else would be 90s?
Or like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys,
no.
Maybe?
Yeah, but.
Boy band?
I'd go Britney as a singular over them.
90s.
But so let's put Britney 2000s. Taylor 2010s.
Okay, now Kim K.
Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Famous.
They are going to be remembered forever.
For what?
Everything.
Oh. Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Nobody remembers her.
Yeah, they
yes,
do.
Yes, you do, but...
Or 90s.
For a decade. Was that 90s? Oof. Or 2000s?
90s.
Oprah.
Yeah.
Oh, Oprah's a good 90s.
Oprah 90s.
That's 90s, for sure.
Or Ricky Lake.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, Springer.
But same category, Oprah beats all them.
Yeah, good point.
So I think Michael Jackson.
Oprah 90s.
Oprah. Britney Spears. Taylor Swift.
The Rock.
That's a good one, too.
I thought about The Rock. Mm-hmm. But are we going to remember him?
Yeah.
Forever and ever?
I'm going to Google most famous people in the... And we're also doing just Americans, obviously, or like Western.
What about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
so we're not going to... Yeah, okay.
You can do whoever. You can do Donald Trump, be 2020s.
Yeah, I think you got to put him on that list.
Donald Trump would be one, yeah.
Elon Musk? Will we remember him forever?
You know, he didn't start Tesla, but he did build...
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
I think Zuckerberg over Elon Musk.
We're going to all live in his land eventually, I think.
In his 90s. Meta world?
Yeah. 90s, guys. Yeah. We're missing the biggest one.
We got...
Michael Jordan.
That's a good one.
Oh.
That's really good. Because the shoes, I mean, he'll live on forever.
He'll live on forever.
Mm. Michael Jordan's up there.
Steve Jobs is another one.
Yeah.
I mean, he created Apple.
One of three.
What about Bieber?
But yeah, I mean, Bieber, culturally, sure. But Steve Jobs, yeah, it's tough. Oh, man, this is the tough.
And none of these soccer players, because they're all...
We don't care about anybody's not American. Americans rule.
Yeah, they're other countries.
Everybody else rules.
All right.
You mean like Ronaldo?
Or Messi?
Messi.
I mean, that's...
That's a good one, though.
He's going to be...
Robin Williams. But probably not.
No.
I saw Good Will Hunting is why I'm still fresh.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Oh, but you just love Tom Hanks.
I love Tom Hanks.
Reese Witherspoon.
No. That's not Tom Hanks level.
Well,
Mark Grace. First pretty awesome. The
yeah, we're just like picking all our favorite people.
Eddie Vedder.
George Strait.
Okay, who do we have so far on the list?
We have Michael Jackson for the 80s, Oprah for the 90s, Britney Spears for the 2000s, 2010s is Taylor Swift. We don't have 2020s.
I tried to put Trump there. 2020s. You can add the other people too, I think.
Yeah, you got Michael Jordan has to be there.
Michael Jordan should be there for the 90s.
Yeah.
Jordan can they
can they co-chair it?
Yeah,
Oprah and Jared?
Yeah, there would have to be one. I was just finding like lanes to pick from.
Don't forget Kardashians.
I don't know that I want to put the Kardashians.
What do you
mean? Well, we put Trump.
Marilyn Monroe.
But Trump was super famous. The richest man, also was president, also like he's just done a lot of
things.
What have they not done, the Kardashians?
Right.
They've you keep going. I kept going. What do they do? What have they not done?
She helps people get out of jail. That
well, everybody does a little something. Okay, well, Lunchbox donates $2 for the dog food.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like the Kardashians, it was such a
The Rock.
Cultural. Oh, yeah.
But who's bigger, The Rock or Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim K.
Well, pfft.
Kardashians. Oof. If you gotta do the Kardashians, you gotta put them together. Like
the Rock,
all one.
Doesn't
but
he...
we're doing singular people.
Kim K is bigger than The Rock.
But isn't The Rock the highest paid actor for...
Doesn't matter. Kim K makes
just
more money
them,
than
just
Rock.
Put them both in there. They'll be in our top 10 of the famous people.
For okay, 2000s?
No, it doesn't matter. I was just doing the okay. decades okay. to give us
that a, helps.
Some okay. parameters to choose right. from.
Otherwise, it's too hard.
And then finally...
Finally,
are
not.
There any like social media?
All the presidents though would be easy, but like Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, those are the ones that people everybody knows.
Right, they were above everyone else.
What about McBeast?
Yeah, like is there anyone in
the
social
YouTuber?
Media?
Yeah,
influencers.
Mr. Beast.
Oh,
wait. He's talking about the sandwich you get at McDonald's.
McBeast.
I can't ever get it right. I forget his name every time.
It's like the McRib.
Mm.
I mean, he does huge things.
He does.
Selena Gomez.
So would 2020s. I mean, is Mr. Beast that pop? I mean, I
don't even know what he looks
like. If
he
walked down the street, maybe if somebody said that's him, I'd be like, oh yeah, but I wouldn't know him. And I feel like I'm a little more in tune than the average person. I think a 55-year-old and a 22-year-old should know who this person is both.
Okay, see, I don't think if like Zuckerberg is walking down the street in New York, no one knows who he is.
But Zuckerberg is somebody who created something, not just culture.
No, I understand, but I'm saying like, if you're saying they
have no, but that would be culture people, not inventors.
Got it.
Like I wouldn't know Eli Whitney, but heck of a cotton gin there, you know.
Yeah, he did a good job. I'm trying to.
So we put The Rock and Kim Kardashian on there.
Yeah.
I mean, why are we?
How many do we have total?
The Rock is bigger than Tom Hanks.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Yes.
I don't.
Go ahead.
Denzel.
We have eight. No. I didn't know if we added Steve Jobs and Messi to that official list, though.
We can add them both to the list, and it's someday we have our top 10. If we need to pull somebody off, we will.
Okay. The Rock became the highest paid actor to ever exist in Hollywood.
Okay, but Jeff Bezos is super rich,
Amy,
too, but we're not.
Jeff Bezos is a good one. But you're also not comparing. Kim Kardashian is not an actor. That's like going.
I'm fighting for The Rock.
No, I know, but I'm saying that you're comparing apples and oranges.
Right. I know. I was talking about Tom Hanks.
Hey, you're talking about culture, not money.
Yeah, celebrity. Famous celebrity.
Oh, no, celebrity Rock wins.
Yeah, Rock is a bigger celebrity.
But like an actor who's like critically cherished.
That's what I mean.
It's not Tom Hanks.
Who's the bald guy that lives in Austin now?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No. What's his name? UFC guy. He's got a podcast.
Joe Rogan. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Too new to be all-time.
Just trying to think of social media.
All-time, Howard Stern.
No. I don't think my
not
parents,
top 10.
I don't think my parents know him.
Huh? Dolly Parton's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
She's been all genres for 40 years.
Still doing it.
Music, acting, movies, TV. Yeah, we got to put Dolly, and I think we pull.
Don't do it.
Yeah, take her out.
I think we pull Kim Kardashian.
Take her out.
You've lost your mind.
Take her out.
Yeah. Yep. I mean,
you
Paul
have
Kardashian.
Lost your mind.
Yep.
More people know who Kim K is than they do than Dolly.
That's not true.
No way. Just people you.
Okay, guys.
Go.
We need to put Tom Brady in.
No, too American.
What?
Too sports American.
Too American.
Too sport. Like that sport. Football is just not really loved and known by anybody outside of the States. Where all these other things are, even though it's super American and super Western, people know them.
They don't know Tom Brady over there?
Mm-mm. They know Tom Brady is.
Not really. They don't
he
like,
was married to a supermodel from
like
another
football.
Country.
They don't even like football.
Yeah.
Hey, this list has gone down the tubes.
Because of Kim K?
Yeah, they took Kim K off.
We took Kim K off, so you're off?
Yeah, like you guys have absolutely butchered this list.
Well, we have our top 10.
What about Mother Teresa?
Oh, shit.
She's not American.
What decade?
Forgot. I just found this whole article.
No, you cannot be American, but in America, we need to know who you are.
Because Messi's in there.
Messi is... He's,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Elvis, but that's not in the decades.
Not in the
decades.
Okay, Amy. Sorry. Like Jesus.
No.
Well, no.
Sorry. Count. There's a whole article.
Pocahontas. No, Amy. Abe Lincoln. Stop.
There's a whole article of who's more famous, and it has Kim Kardashian next to all these different people.
Exactly. That's how big she is. They don't have one that for Dolly Parton.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I like Dolly Parton, but sorry, guys.
Dolly's more famous and more rich than Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, they don't have to make this for Dolly because they don't have to question it.
Okay, go.
Okay, you want the list?
Yeah. Who's number one, though? If we had to put a number one.
J-Lo.
We have our 10 for now, with Kim Kardashian being the... The
alternate,
yeah.
I am just
Michael Jackson,
number one of all time.
I'd say all time.
I feel like Taylor Swift.
Everyone,
you guys
knows.
It's all recency bias for both of you because Eddie picks somebody older, you pick somebody younger.
But if you know who Michael Jackson is today, he's more famous. Because I mean, he's been dead for a while.
I'd say the biggest one is Michael Jordan. He is known everywhere still.
Why do you hate to tell us that? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because like older people, they know the Jordan shoes, but they don't know who Michael Jordan is.
And my niece, who wears Jordans, would not know who Michael Jordan was, but she wears Jordans.
Correct. Okay, go ahead. Michael Jackson. Other MJ.
Go ahead. Knock him down real quick, Morgan. I'll tell him.
Michael Jackson, Oprah, Michael Jordan, Britney Spears, Taylor Swift, Donald Trump, The Rock, Steve Jobs, Messi, Dolly Parton.
Number one.
Your niece would know Kim K before she knew Dolly Parton.
My niece is also 15.
I know, but you said that about Michael Jordan.
But she would know Dolly Parton.
Donald Trump probably wins, huh?
You're like in love with Kim K.
It's recently. Yeah, why are you fighting so hard for Kim Kardashian?
He loves her.
Because she's one of the most famous people in the world, and you guys are not putting her on
all
the list.
All of them are the most famous people in the world. I'm going to go with Taylor Swift, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right.
Taylor Swift at number one.
Kim K at two.
Kim K's 11.
Oh, boy.
Dolly at two.
You guys are going to get...
You got to go Michael Jackson over Dolly.
Michael Jackson at three.
What about Michael Jordan?
No, man.
You guys have lost your skulls.
Mines.
No, you've lost everything. Oh. Mines and skulls. Like,
who else do we have out of the seven?
Can I pull up...
Oprah, Michael Jordan, Britney Spears, Donald Trump, The Rock.
Donald Trump, next.
And then Steve Jobs and Messi.
I mean, we gotta get Messi out of there.
Messi out. Put Kim Kardashian
in. We did that for Lunchbox.
Yeah, and if we're staying, because if we're playing us,
Messi.
Messi's huge. Massive. Obviously, massive.
Yeah, but come on.
Yes, but so is BTS. I don't know anything about Korean.
Dolly Parton has 6 million followers on Instagram.
But you can't just judge Instagram. Look at number one songs Kim Kardashian has.
Kim Kardashian.
How many number one songs does she
have? Has 364 million. And you're going to tell me Dolly is more
famous. How many number one
famous songs
does Kim Kardashian have?
Yeah, Dolly had number ones back in the 70s,
that's,
guys.
And that's part of it.
80s, 90s, she had movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But now she
Morgan, put Kardashian at 10.
What about Jeff Bezos?
Nah.
Put Kardashian at 10.
Okay.
Put Jordan at 5.
If Kim ever hears that, I hope she knows how much I fought for her.
That's pretty much all I got right now. Put Oprah at 9.
Oprah's kind of a thing of the past, too.
And you got Britney, The Rock, and Steve Jobs.
And Michael Jackson's not?
What'd you say, Steve Jobs?
I put Steve Jobs in the next open spot.
Steve, and then...
Steve Jobs ahead of...
You're putting The Rock last,
Britney,
right?
Or The Rock?
I put Britney,
then the Rock. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay,
yeah, we had Kim
K at
10, though. Yeah, Kim K at 10.
And Oprah at 9, Steve Jobs at 8, The Rock at 7, Britney Spears at 6, Michael Jordan at 5, Donald Trump 4, Michael Jackson 3, Dolly Parton 2, Taylor Swift 1.
How is Steve Jobs in there?
He's famous.
He literally created Apple,
with two other people.
Yeah, but everybody knows Steve Jobs.
They have two movies about Steve Jobs' life.
Yeah.
How many movies about Kim Kardashian?
Name a movie about Steve Jobs.
There are two of them.
I think it's called Jobs.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Ashton Kutcher is in it.
Uh-huh.
Never heard of it.
There's a big... Okay, there we go. We got our list. We'll put them up on the internet. Feel free to argue with us.
Oh, we're going to get arguments.
Yeah, of course. But that's the whole point. That's why we put it up there. We want people to argue and fight, because then that's engagement.
All right.
You're our engagement on this show, Lunchbox.
Hey, you guys got me fired up over here.
All right. She's never going to, be your friend.
It ain't about being my friend. It's about the respect she deserves.
What?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. We are disrespecting Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. I hear you. All right. Thank you all. We'll post this up on our Facebook page. You can tell us who we forgot, who we didn't forget, who we put in. Okay. Thank you. All right, it's going to be fun. So the game's going to be fun and the approach to the game. We're going to play Name That Iconic Sound. Everybody loves this game.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, name this iconic sound.
Netflix.
What'd you say?
AOL.
Oh, I thought he said what the
heck? Nope. Said AOL.
Okay. Let's do another example. The Roadrunner. Right. Iconic sounds. Now, this is what I want to do. We've never done this before. If you win...
$1,000?
No. You win a $50 gift card from Sonic to award to any caller that you like, period.
Oh, I'm in.
Over the next week.
Okay.
If it's a good call, you just go, hey. I choose them.
Okay.
That's really cool.
I like that.
Okay. So if you win, though, you have that in your arsenal to give to a caller. So we're going to do 5 of these.
Wait, Lunchbox can't have his wife call, right? Like, he can't do that.
Well, she's got to get through. Got to get the phone lines. All right, here we go. Name that iconic sound. Morgan, you should play too.
Okay.
Morgan, you should play too. All right, here we go, and go. All right, everybody in?
Yeah, in. Lunchbox is confused.
Well, I'm confused on what I'm supposed to call this.
What it is. You good? You in?
Yeah, I'll be in.
Why do you look at me angry? I'm just asking if you're in.
Yeah, because I don't...
But I didn't do anything to you, and you're upset at me. I didn't make the game. Mike D did.
Yeah, like I...
What?
He's already upset. But do I have to be very specific?
Oh, my God.
Say what it is.
What is your answer?
I have Nintendo.
Okay, thank you. Eddie.
I have Super Mario Brothers.
Morgan.
I have Super Mario.
Amy.
Super Mario Brothers.
The answer is Super Mario Brothers. That's what I'm... It's not Nintendo.
Okay.
It's not Nintendo.
Okay.
That you can't get mad at that. It's literally
that's what
not
I just
Nintendo.
Asked if I have to be specific.
Hey, he's mad.
But that also is for the Mario Brothers, for example, their TV show. Same theme. Wasn't it in Nintendo?
There's a TV show?
Yeah.
There's
with
a movie,
your
too.
Your hips from side to side. Come on. Yeah. Right, next up. Name it. Woohoo! Do I gotta be specific?
Woohoo!
What?
Woohoo!
Right, 5 seconds. Morgan's struggle face. Eddie mid struggle face. Amy was in quick, and Lunchbox has got it. Let's go to Amy.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Lunchbox.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Eddie.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Morgan.
And Yoshi.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of Mario too.
And I knew it wasn't it.
Dude, I gotta be specific.
I biscuits. You guys didn't tell me I did.
Gluten. Okay, give everybody a point but Morgan. Okay, next up. Oh, Amy with struggle face. Ooh, didn't expect that.
Oh, I'm in.
You good? Are you in?
Amy's talking to you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if she's in. She's turned her body away from me, so I don't know if that means she's in or she's thinking.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
I mean, I have something written down, but...
Well, then you're in.
Okay.
In.
Yeah, in.
Amy.
Roadrunner.
Lunchbox.
Cartman.
Ray, would you play again? So she says Roadrunner. He says Cartman. Eddie?
That's the Minions.
Morgan?
What? Oh, I said character in Star Wars.
Oh, it's Minions.
It's the Minions.
It's guys, what are you talking about?
Okay. I've never seen Minions.
That's the Minions. Yeah, I haven't either, but I know them from...
Huh.
Dang it.
I'm shocked that you guys didn't get that.
Well, you have to admit, it sounded like the Roadrunner.
Sounded like Cartman.
Roadrunner doesn't talk.
He says, me.
And didn't we just do Roadrunner earlier in the example?
Don't act like you haven't just thrown something else in.
Yeah, don't act.
Here we go. 2 more. Go ahead. He's got it. Lunchbox has got it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
He's staring straight forward. He's got it.
Did you write something down?
Nope.
You wrote nothing down? Is Eddie an idiot?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm just checking. I'm looking at
everybody.
You.
Good. Amy, good.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Jason.
Okay. Uh-oh. Morgan.
The Shining.
Okay. Amy.
Friday the 13th.
All right, you've all missed it. Eddie.
Friday the 13th.
Psycho.
Yeah, Hitchcock.
You know, I don't. Eddie, you did win. You won. You got three.
That's
out of five.
It. Yeah. Let's go.
Good job.
Play my music, Ray.
Hold on. That's only four.
That's five. I think, right?
That's four.
That's four.
Okay.
Four.
Oh, so Eddie, you can't. You can't.
Ray, I guess don't
you
can play my music yet.
You can only tie, and Amy's the only one who can tie you.
Okay. Come on, let's go.
Bring it.
Lunchbox, sit this one out.
It's not speed round, buddy. Good catch. Okay. Here we go with the next one.
Do I have to be specific?
I did ask the question, and I was not told if I did, so...
That's not right, though. Okay, everybody good?
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Paramount.
Amy.
Oh, dang. Lionsgate.
You're both wrong. Eddie.
20th Century Fox.
Wow.
Morgan.
Liongate.
20th Century Fox is right. And now play a song. Crush, dude. Feel good?
I know my sounds, dude.
Feel good.
Okay, so now any call, I get to rate it, and if I like it, I give them a gift card.
You don't have to rate it, but if somebody calls and you're like, I want to give it to them, you have the power to give somebody, anybody, today, tomorrow, next week, a $50 Sonic gift card.
I feel like if I don't give the first caller, I'm going to forget about this thing. But I'll think about it.
There are a lot of scams out there, and I wanted to play this voicemail.
Hi, I was wondering if Amy Brown is doing a giveaway to 50 people. I received a notice on Facebook. I just wanted to know if it was a scam. Thank you.
No.
Scam alert!
Oh, no.
Scam alert!
I wonder what I'm giving away.
Now Amy's doing the scamming?
You should see if you can win.
Right, I know. What is it? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not you.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's not me. Dang, that's so sad.
I'm sorry that's happening. You don't deserve to have somebody faking like you.
Well, I hope somebody falls for it. They don't deserve that.
I did.
You signed
up. I'm trying to win lunch with Amy. Yeah. Okay, here's another one.
Yeah, you were just talking about flushing gum down toilet. Yeah, I work for wastewater treatment, and it goes straight to a wastewater treatment plant and clogs up pumps and pipes and everything else. So, no, it's not good.
That's what I thought.
That's not good.
That's what I thought.
I do it all the time.
Me too. I don't do it all the time, but some. I was like, we shouldn't be doing that. So just swallow it.
That's worse, I think.
Oh, it is? Okay, all right, whatever. Clog up those pipes.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you would like to have a more fulfilled life, well, these are the things.
Let me check the room. Would anybody here like to have a more fulfilled life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're listening.
All right. Well, according to new research, these are the things you need to have. You need to have a job or a career that you actually enjoy.
I love going to work. So that's all. I'm good. I'm done with the list.
You need to have close friends.
Okay. I got the mine are okay.
Okay. You need to have children.
That's of all these, or is this like two out of three? It's like a. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's not for everybody, though.
Go ahead.
You need to have a lot of money.
I'm good. I'm good nowadays.
Yeah. Now, these are the things they were polled. Like, this is the answers.
I got 75% so far. We should all grade ourselves.
Okay.
I had three or four.
And then lastly, you need to be married.
Okay. I got an 80%. That's on a roll.
Yeah.
You have what?
The job I enjoy. I have close friends. I have children.
And money?
Money's relative. I have 4 out of 5-ish. I mean, I'm content with where I am with my job.
What do you got?
Financially.
Man, I could use more money.
What's your grade? I got an 80%.
How do I grade it? Like, I got...
Out of five.
There's five, so you...
So, I mean, I got kids. I'm married.
Let them work it out, guys.
And I would say I enjoy my job some days, but I could take it or leave it. So 2.5 out of 5, so 50%. Boom. Yeah, I did that.
That's pretty good.
Do you feel fulfilled at all?
F.
Yeah, I mean, I feel fulfilled in some aspects.
Take it or leave it.
I mean, I got good friends.
Eddie?
Oh, you got friends?
Yeah.
Bones, I'm probably, I don't know, 3 out of 5.
What?
60%.
Yeah. Like, I got the job. I got the family and the kids.
But you're friends.
Married. But you could leave this job tomorrow if you could.
No. I like this job. I love the job.
Boom.
He talks about leaving this job all the time.
I don't. Shtick.
No, being retired, that's different.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's old. That's leaving Earth.
No. I'm saying, like, if you had all the money and enough money, you'd leave the job tomorrow.
I think everybody...
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
You would stay?
I am staying, dude.
He's staying right now.
I would stay. What else would we do?
There's a lot to do. Like, I could even find stuff to do. Go play golf.
Fishing.
Exercise.
But that's fulfilling.
Create new businesses.
That's all fulfilling. Say golf is... But business, that's new businesses. That's work. Okay, yeah.
Create new shows with a whole new cast.
Yeah, that's work.
See if I can do it again. All right, go ahead.
What a challenge. Okay, well, Dennis revealed the worst food for your teeth. I'll just run through them real quick. Popcorn. Shoot, I eat it all the time.
You know what's good? I'm not a popcorn guy, but there is some bag of popcorn my wife bought, and it's got some, I don't know, like Himalayan sea salt type popcorn. I don't even know what it is.
What color is that?
It's like healthy.
Does that have a Buddha on it?
Yes. I didn't know what it was. I don't know what that is. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it... Go ahead.
It's good.
Yeah, I know. Never mind.
It's really good. But sometimes you can get
Ella some, though, to get her back in the house after she won't come in. Just like one little bite. I don't know if it's okay to give dogs popcorn. It's called Lesser Evil.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Will you Google if it's okay to give dogs popcorn?
Sometimes you can get an unpopped kernel, which I've done this too, and it's like, oh, it can be really bad for your teeth. Kombucha, lollipops and hard candies, wine, sweet cocktails, coffee.
I drink a lot of kombucha.
And you do?
Uh-oh.
I'm a kombucha-holic.
Do you ever get a little tipsy from it?
Uh-oh.
Okay, because you've never had alcohol, so I feel like if you were to chug some kombucha...
I don't chug anything. Even water.
Okay.
Because I want to get drunk off that.
Or if you have it
I'm so scared of getting drunk.
Just in case.
If you have it on an empty stomach, like in small print on the back of the bottle, I think it's something...
I don't think mine does.
Don't drop.
Mine's like Whole 30.
Okay.
Kombucha. When I was doing Whole 30. By the way, plain AirPod popcorn is safe for dogs to eat in small quantities.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay.
And then milk duds and taffy and caramels, stuff like that can pull off crowns and get all stuck in your teeth, so make sure you're flossing. And then some dentists, like some say gum is good, some say gum is bad, but then I saw this whole article about how gum is actually an instant stress reliever. So if you're stressed,
because you're
put a piece in your mouth. But
sending,
I think it's,
using energy?
Yeah, first of all, let me address the dentist side of it. I think because some gum can be like really sugary.
Yeah.
So you just need to make sure it's the right kind of gum. But yeah, it just helps decrease, like if you're in fight or flight or something about it just gives your senses something different and your brain is concentrating on something else and it's self-soothing.
The thing about gum I don't like is that you guys never share yours with me.
No, because you take all of them.
Yes, every single piece.
Like you're like, can I have gum? And then you take the whole pack.
Yeah.
I don't put it in my pocket and keep it for a later day.
You put it in your mouth.
I ate a whole pack at a time.
Yeah.
That should tell you how stressed I am. I don't even realize it.
Oh, no. That's why you have all that gum. Mm-hmm. You need it.
Yep. Okay. Anything else?
The Rock said that fame doesn't have drawbacks because he remembers what his life used to be like. And he says, hey, I'm a day away from being evicted again, so it keeps me hungry. So to him, it's not like, oh, fame. Because some celebrities...
No, you can still have drawbacks, though, if people come into your... I mean, people would drive by my house and try to take pictures in the house. That sucked. But... it way outweighed, like, having the ability to come and do this show and make a living doing what you love, hanging with your friends. And I wouldn't say this is what is really, this isn't fame. This is like, I'm mildly known in rural parts of America. But still, there can be drawbacks without it being a bad thing.
Well, he says what you need is anchors and perspective. That's always important.
Anchor.
Humility and kindness.
I'm my anchor,
and that
and
keeps you grounded.
My perspective and Mike D.
So there you go.
That's all you need.
That's all I need. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I've been there when your dog eats a toy and you're like, what? And then you hear squeak, squeak coming out of them. Oh, it is a helpless feeling because there's nothing you can do. I've had to take Stanley to the emergency room because of it. So, same type of situation. There's a 10-year-old spaniel named Birdie. Birdie starts vomiting and having trouble breathing. And so his owner, James, is like, let's go. Throws Birdie in the car. They go to the vet. There was an Incredible Hulk toy, which Birdie swallowed. The vets are in trying to find it. They do an ultrasound. They can find the toy and go after it. But as they're looking for this Incredible Hulk toy, they find a big mass on his spleen and then also a foreign body in his intestines. that luckily it had just developed and they were able to pull the tumor out, both of them out, and save the dog.
That's awesome.
He went through emergency surgery to get both the tumors removed. The Hulk's out too, by the
way.
And
Hulk.
Yeah, but that's the deal. They wouldn't even have known. He's like Jimmy Johnson, the football coach, who's now, I think, Fox, part of their show. He was going on Survivor and he had to do the medical screening and they found his heart was messed up. They put a splint in his heart only because he had to do the medical screening for Survivor.
Wow.
When he was doing Celebrity Survivor or whatever. That's crazy. I'm glad to hear everybody's good. Congratulations, Birdie. You made it. James, you're a good owner. Incredible Hulk toy. You need to be a little bigger so dogs can't swallow you. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.